great execution. We had a bad defense, two of them, really. Helping on Daniels leaving. But offensively, we ran exactly what we wanted to run, and we got exactly what we were looking for. So, we had that stretch, mid-fourth, where we couldn't score. I thought we went away from what we were doing. And then when we went right back to it, we got everything we wanted.
Obviously, you guys run a lot of two-man game, but that starts with Giannis as a screener. On a night where teams are just kind of denying him.
Yeah.
What do you want from your playmakers, and then how do you still get
Go downhill. That was great. He becomes a pick, and you're really picking three people because you're denying him the ball, and you come off of him, then you're picking off the guy guarding the ball. That's why we ran that play with Kuz out of the timeout. We just told him in scoop, there will be no one in front of you. You just got to make it to the basket. And if there is someone, then the corners are open. The first time Kuz got to the basket, the second time Miles was open. Bobby was wide open. That's exactly what we're looking for.
What's the balance there, though, when I understand they're defending Giannis, but for him to have one or two shots, I guess, down when you're trying to score or scoring.
Yeah, listen, if we're scoring, we're happy. Right, it's not about who's scoring, it's about scoring. And I thought, we waited long to get him in. I did think he had the ball a couple of times. He just didn't take the shot. They were double teaming, and he makes the right play. So it's never about who's shooting the ball. I could care less about that. I care about how we're playing. If we get the right shots, and then you just live with it.
You made a starting lineup change. So what was the thought?
Just size, we thought putting size in the lineup would be great. And when you do that, you have to separate the guards, And I thought, our second unit was all plus tonight. So I thought it went really well for us. Pete Nash was phenomenal.
Do you think that's a long-term change?
I don't know. Okay. We think anything's on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have not. We got to do it. Can we do it four or five times in a row one night? Yeah, we're going to do it again. But, we haven't had any consistency to say that anything's long term, and until we get that, we're going to be what we are. But I would love to have anything we do that stays for the rest of the season. I'm all for. Yeah.
Hey Doc,
what's going on?
Maintain it. Two part question. One, Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
So people say it's like the second Christmas in games. Do you recall your first game as a player playing Martin Luther King Day?
Well, someone told me. Today, it was, I hate this is going to be an awful statement I'm about to make.
Okay.
It was 40 years ago today. We played in the first Martin Luther King Day game day. It was the Hawks versus the Milwaukee Bucks.
Whoa.
Yeah. Austin Rivers told me that today. Austin, of all people, who does no research. I don't know how you found that out. But he asked me that before the game. So we won the game too.
Okay, so you're 2-0 maybe.
That I remember. Yeah.
So you segued into my next question. I was actually going to ask you about Austin. He did the broadcast today.
Yeah, that's cool.
How cool is it, and how cool is it to see his name in the headlines for something all the time, for something he says?
Yeah, it's funny. I love the first part the most, that he's doing the game that I'm doing. I told him to make sure when he's in the headline for something he says, it's really good what he said. I think that's very important, and he's doing a great job at it. He's actually really working at it and loves it, so I'm very happy for him. Makes a dead pro.
Thanks.
Are we done? Because we want to get to the football game.